Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to episode 7 of the Maiden Fan Podcast, the only podcast on the entire internet that's completely focused on Iron Maiden. Can you believe it hasn't been 6 months and I've already put out another episode? I promise you I would. This episode is a Merry Christmas to you all, or a Happy Holidays, and it's also me reading all your emails. Now, last time I said I had something like 150 unread emails. I was looking on the Gmail website, which I never check. But on the program that I use on my computer, I realized that I have read a bunch of those emails. So I'm going to focus on the 65 emails that I have received since the last episode 5 went out, when right before I went to the concert, because I haven't answered any emails since then. So I have not rehearsed anything. I have not read any of these emails. We're just going to start and go. This could be a long time, so bear with me. But that's what this show's about today. Me reading your emails, answering any questions that may come up, or any discussion points that may come up. Again, this will come off very amateurish, because A, I'm an amateur, and B, because I have not rehearsed or read any of these emails in advance. So let's get started. I'm just going to turn the music down here, because even how quiet it is, it's distracting to me and my brain. So let's get started. Okay, on June 23rd, I got an email from Sean Sparks. Sean says, "Mike, thanks for your show. I check it every once in a while to see if you have any new Maiden podcasts. You're doing a great job, and it's quality. I hope you get to it more and try and stop being lazy. Anyway, great podcast. Keep up the great work. Up the Iron, Sean." Thank you, Sean. And yes, I am lazy. On that same day, I got an email from Mark Stako. The subject is the show, and Bruce acknowledged me. Okay, here we go. So, he just spelt acknowledge wrong. Mark, you spelt acknowledge wrong. Not a big deal. The email starts. "So, what did you think of the show?" Well, as you listened to my last episode, which was 6 months late, the show was excellent, even though the fans that were in my row were jerks. "I saw him in Edmonton on June 6th when they accepted the award. Excellent. It was the greatest show ever. Fear of the Dark and Robin the Ancient Mariner were amazing." That's how he wrote it. Amazing. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. "Oh, and I can't wait for them next year and their new CD like they promised. Oh, yeah. And Bruce actually pointed me and my friend when we got our flags out and said, 'Nice flags, boys,' during Hallowed Be Thy Name." Hell yeah, Mark Stako. Mark, that's awesome. Bruce has, well, I've gotten as close as 4 rows from Bruce. That's the closest I've been to him. And you know when he jumps on those little speakers in the front, he looks like he's going to jump on you. That's about the most acknowledgement I got, was the fact that maybe he saw me. I was standing next to my 6'5" brother. I'm over 6 feet myself. So we probably stood out. Plus, I'm a bulbous gentleman. But the fact that he actually called out to you guys, very excellent. Okay, on to the next email. That same day, we got an email from, wow, these are all like on the 23rd of June. This is a long time ago. The email address is, no, I'm not going to give the email address. What am I, stupid? Okay, but it's Alex. Hey, Alex. So, okay, here we go. "Hey, Mike, it's Alex again. So, yeah, you might not remember me, but I was the kid who lived in Nashua. Me and two friends just saw Maiden 2 on Friday night, and I was, got to say, it was effing awesome." I don't know if I swear on this podcast, so I swear in real life, believe me. "Initially, I wasn't sure how the crowd was going to be, just myself and two friends my same age. I wasn't sure exactly how they'd react, but when Bruce yelled, 'Raise your hand if you're 26 or under,' and probably only half the crowd raised their hands, I knew we were in good company." That's excellent. I do remember that. Wait a minute. Yeah, he was the... My show was on a Friday, right? This is so long ago, dude. I'm a horrible Maiden fan. "The funniest part was this emo kid. You know, the colored hair, the covered half his head, the girl pants that were so tight you couldn't help but think they were tailored on his legs. He was walking by this huge guy in an Aussie bandana, starts getting in an argument with him. It's hilarious. He just yells, 'Hey, you're an effing bad word for gay.'" You know, again, I don't want to use those words here because I don't want to offend anyone, but... believe me, you're not offending me when you write it in your email. And yes, I want to take those emo kids and beat the hell out of them sometimes. No, I don't. I don't want to. But sometimes if you just slap them and say, life isn't so bad, just put a smile on your face, maybe they'll feel better. Back to the email. But anyway, the best song I thought was Iron Maiden, me being the Paul Di'Anno fan that I am. But Hallowed Be Thy Name and Wasted Years were awesome. I was definitely worth going. We were sitting in section 5 row Y, and you did get better tickets than me. God, I don't know how, I forget how the what section we were in, but anyway, I got pictures from the show on my MySpace if you want to use them, put them on your site or anything. Oh, man, I'm such a jerk. I didn't even see this. I'm going to click on this email right now. I'm going to check this dude out, and I'm going to post this link if he doesn't mind. I'm going to post the link to the pictures right on the Maiden Fan website, Maiden Fan Podcast website, which is maidenfanpodcast.com. However, I did pay my price besides the $35 for the shirt. I probably got about 2 hours of sleep by the time I got back home, and then I had to be at Ribfest for 11 o'clock to work the next morning. Ribfest, is that Chili's, I believe, or 99? I do love ribs, and I want to have one right now. I should pause this and go get some ribs, but I'm not going to. My friend Greg, who worked with me, was at Maiden, too. We were both beat, but I got to tell you, it will be a night I'm sure to remember. I have a horrible voice. Well, I want to say, the first thing I want to say to Alex is I hope that you have power up in Nashua, because if those of you don't know, up in the Northeast, Massachusetts, New Hampshire area, up in the last couple of weeks, we got hit with some snow. We got hit with ice. My wife works as a teacher, and where she is, there's people that haven't had power for almost 2 weeks, and it's been pretty rough around here. But as I say that, I have power, and I'm podcasting, so I mean, I can't complain too much. But Alex, every time Maiden comes, you got to go see them. I'm going to go see them. That's just the way it is. I made a deal with my wife. Every single time Maiden comes, we go see them. Now, of course, what's the deal? What's the give? Well, every single time Harry Connick Jr. comes, that's right, you heard me say it, Harry Connick Jr., I will take my wife. And as a side to that, this past Saturday night, I took my wife into Boston to go see Harry Connick Jr. And say what you want if you don't like that style of music, but I fancy myself a bit of a musician. And watching great musicians on stage, it's entertaining no matter what. So, but that's my other life. That's my family life. That's my like outside the world of Maiden life. In the Maiden world, nothing matters but Bruce and the boys, the concerts, the crowd, and of course you guys, all the fans, and me. I'm just one of you. So on to the next email. The next day, we got an email from Brett. I'm talking about radio voice now. The next day, we got an email from Brett Iankowski, I believe I'm reading that, or Iankowski, if I apologize. Good podcast, more music, though. Maiden forever. Simple, to the point. You're right. It should be more music. So, you know what? Screw it. I'll play some music while I talk. Why not? At the Maiden Fan Podcast, we aim to deliver. You want more music? We'll play more music. All right, back to the emails. We got an email from George in New Jersey saying, great podcast. Hey, this is George from New Jersey. I'm 13 and have been into Maiden since the Dance of Death and have seen them twice on the Somewhere Back in Time tour, March and June 14th. Hold on, George.
Sunlight falling on your seat. Life is like a wheel.
Do, 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 do.
Sunlight falling on your steel. Death in life is your idea. Life is like a wheel. Rolling on and on. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. Sorry, I had to take a break and I had to sing the chorus. Okay, this is George from New Jersey, and he saw them twice, March and June. Dude, that's awesome. It's always been like a year or two between I see him usually. I have listened to your show since I found it while looking up more Maiden, and it is amazing. My show's amazing? That's awesome. My school is full of Maiden fans, and we all disagree on Somewhere in Time. I think it is a great album, and Stranger in a Strange Island is my favorite overall song. I don't get why people don't like it. Some people say the keyboards, but everyone I know likes Seven Sun. You know, it's a good point, George. Is you know, that was the mid-80s, and you know, keyboards and synthesizers were big in music, and even in rock music then. And I don't know. To me, Maiden experimented with the keyboards, which they still use from time to time. And I never had a problem with it. I always thought, you know, the album, let's look at it this way. Somewhere in Time, everything on the album is futuristic. So even the music had some kind of like this futuristic sound to it, which I guess was the keyboards. Would apply, you know, would bring that in. And I liked it. Stranger in a Strange Land is a great song. It's not my favorite song on the album, but since it's yours, then this is dedicated to you, George. George is also my father-in-law's name, so I'm fond of that name. And look, you can hear the keyboards in the background. You're like, ooh. And, you know, I have no problem with it. I think it's good. I love it. Ready? Ooh, yeah. Remember the video with Bruce looks like he's got this puffy shirt on? He's like, ooh, I'm a pirate. Was many years ago when I left home and came this way. I was a young man full of hopes and dreams. I'm not going to sing anymore. But George, you got to tell your schoolmates down in Jersey that there is nothing wrong with liking Somewhere in Time. Okay? You to me, it's you love Maiden or you don't love Maiden. And if you want to say keyboarding is the closest they got to selling out, then fine. That's still a, you know, that's, I don't know what to say, but it could be worse than keyboards, right? I mean, they haven't done a concert with an orchestra yet, have they? Isn't that the big thing to do? Anyway, on to the next email. On June 25th, I got an email from Jamie Blanton. The subject saying, Maiden till death. Hey there, fellow Maiden lover. Does this email get to Mike C? Is this you? Interesting. Yes, of course it gets to me. I'm reading it. I was like, wait a minute, how the hell does he know this? Hope so. Anyway, I just listened to your podcast, and you were on your way to the show. Hope you had as much fun as I did. I live in Grand Junction, Colorado, and the tour didn't come to Denver this time. I don't mind driving 4 hours to see a show, and if it's Maiden, I'm there. Last time was 2003, I think. This time, the closest they came was Albuquerque, New Mexico, almost 8 hours to get there. My goodness gracious. I remember when I was in college, Maiden wasn't playing the bigger shows, put it this way. And Blaze was in the band at this point. And I think the closest they came to Boston was Jersey. I think they played a club there, or they were going to play a club in New Jersey and got canceled. And I remember, you know, hoping and planning to go down to Jersey to see them. I don't know why it never happened. But that was a tough time for me and Maiden. I was in college, so I thought, should I like different music? Should I be listening to college radio? Screw that shit. No, I not really. But it was just a tough time for me because Bruce was out of the band at this point, and it was a tough time for all of us, right? I'm going to cry a little. Okay, anyway, back to the email. I couldn't have been more... I am good at read. I couldn't have been more worth the drive and gas money. I took a coworker to split the cost. He was a Maiden virgin, and it was cool. Excellent. Always good to pop your Maiden cherry with your friend. That sounded disgusting. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for doing the podcast. I just wish more people could get Maiden in their blood. Maiden has been my top favorite band since I was 14 or so. Now I'm 31, you're same age as me, buddy, about the same time. Still can't get enough. Back to the moral of the story. I didn't hear The Prisoner, but you must have been pretty satisfied with the set list. I was. Someday I want to hear The Prisoner. Someday. But I love the set list. You know, it was Anytime you can hear Wasted Years and Can I Play With Madness. Actually, that's the first time I heard Can I Play With Madness, so which was the song that got me into Maiden in the first place. Okay, anyway. I was happy because Live After Death was played to death at my house. I am the worst reader. That album was so wonderful for me to hear because it shows how a real band should sound live. Just as gratifying as the studio albums. And then to have Bruce introduce The Rhyme in the same manner, a song I have always wished to hear live, was actually like going back in time and being there for the first time when the album was recorded. A dream come true. Oh well, I will go now and maybe we will keep in touch. With the common interest that we have, Iron Effin' Maiden. Thank you, Jamie. It seems like we got into Maiden almost around the same time. You seem to be a year younger than me, so you were 14. I was 15 at this point, and let's see, sophomore in high school. Fear of the Dark, I believe, was the album that came out around that time. I believe it was Fear of the Dark, yes. Also hearing Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner live and doing the whole production with the fog and all that stuff was great. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, right. My brother just got Live After Death on DVD, which I have not gotten yet. And that has the second part of the history of Iron Maiden, so I can't wait to get a peek at that when he lets me borrow it, which hopefully maybe he will over the next few days because I will be seeing him tomorrow. For Christmas Eve. Back to the emails on the 25th of the same day. I got an email from Avery. The message says, "Sup, Mike." What's up, Avery? Hey, Mike. I've been listening to your podcast and I enjoy every minute of it. I wish you weren't so lazy and put up episodes more frequent basis, but oh well. I wasn't to tell you that I was at the Maiden concert in Mansfield. Excellent. You got to hear your Moonchild, huh? Of course. That was awesome. That was excellent. I was excited for that. I also wanted to tell you that I was going into high school, and I'm, of course, a huge Maiden fan. It's always great to hear these young Maiden fans. That was my first Maiden concert, and I was enraptured. Wow, that's a big word for a kid going right into high school. I'm enraptured. I had to look that up. Enraptured by the experience and the show. I'd like to hear you play some more Maiden covers that you play on the podcast. Oh, not me play, but, okay, I understand what you're saying. But you said you weren't that great. Oh, no, you do want to hear me do it. So if you don't want to, you don't have to. You know, I have some thoughts. I don't have anything recorded yet that I'm going to put down as a Maiden cover. But you know what, Avery? You may have just inspired me. Any dude who has the Iron Maiden in his actual email address is excellent. Okay, back to the email. I quite enjoyed your cover of Iron Maiden. Look forward to any future songs. Dude, oh man, I'm pumped. I'm going to grab my guitar right now and do something. I had to pick a song that's easy because I'm not that good. And not that Iron Maiden is an easy song, but it's fairly simple. And it's fairly repetitive. Okay, anyway. I was hoping that I actually talk to you or meet you in person because you seem my dad. He's a great guy, my dad. Oh, he seemed like my dad. He's a great dad, big Maiden fan too. I went to the concert with him. Anyway, I'm from Gloucester, Mass, and I'm going to turn 15 in October. Gloucester. I know there's a radio caller I know called from this sports station I listen to called Frank from Gloucester. And I know it's down. God, I think it's down on a shore. I'm so stupid. I don't know where anything is. Anyway. Okay, what else? That actually was, says in the email. What else? Even though that's how I talk. That's cool that your dad's into Maiden, too. My dad is into, like, the 50s station and the 60s and musicals. I'm not kidding. You know, but me, I like musicals, too. But, no, wait, I gotta edit that out. Anyway, okay, back to the email. Well, I guess that's it. Keep with the podcast. Up the Irons from Avery. Thank you. If you want to mention me on the podcast, I prefer you to remain anonymous. I hate my name. Or you can be real nice guy and use my name. I don't care. Ah, crap. See, I told you I didn't read these things. Avery. Dude. Avery Johnson played basketball. Boom, ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. That's me pretending. That's the sounds of basketball. Boom, ba-da-boom. Email me back if you want. Dude, I'm sorry that I never emailed you back. But I am mentioning you and I'm reading your email. P.S. I play guitar and can play the intro and riffs to 2 Minutes of Midnight, The Working Man, Sign of the Cross, Wildest Dreams, and a couple as I can think of right now. I would love it, dude, if you could somehow record that and send that to me. I definitely will play it on the show. And on to the next email. On the 20th, I'm still in June, dude. And this goes all the way up until, December. So we got a couple in December, a couple in November, a couple in October, a bunch in September. I'm going to burp. A bunch in August, a bunch in July. Dude, this might be a two-parter. I don't know. Because I have to be honest with you. It is 7:45 right now on Tuesday, December 23rd. And in about a half an hour, I am leaving to go out with my buddy. We're going to get sushi. That's what we're going to do. Okay, I'm going out for sushi with my buddy. But he's buying, so what the hell am I going to say? No. So you may hear me go, I'll be right back. And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm back for sushi, talking about sushi. Why am I telling you this? I don't know, because I don't want to be this beautiful, polished podcast. Anyway, on June 27th, Mo Domici. Hi. Mo, okay? Hi, my name is Mo. Hi, Mo. Everybody, look at your iPod or your computer and say, hi, Mo. Hi, Mo. My name is Mo. Me and my brother are big fans of the legendary Iron Maiden. I like how you put that. And I just wanted to say that I really like you, the way you talk and present your podcast. I just got a question. I don't know if you have an answer for it. Oh, my first question, like that I can think of. It's just the first part in the song Number of the Beast when he says, for the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. I just don't understand what does that mean. I mean, the time of what? That's all. I hope you have an answer. And I want to say your podcast rocks. Wow. And Up the Irons, he wrote. That is an interesting question. Well, let's analyze it.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath
because he knows the time is short. Okay, so because he knows the time is short, the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. My guess, this is completely a guess because I did not look this up, is that it has something to do with the devil thinks he's running out of time because God is going to win or something. I don't know. That is an interesting one. If anyone has a definitive answer on that, send it to maidenfanpodcast@gmail.com. For everyone else, let's just go back to that excellent song.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Be honest. Come on. You all still get chills when you hear this, right?
My mind was blank.
When you hear it live. It's otherworldly.
What did I
see? Ready, I'm gonna sing this.
Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams was the reflections of my warped mind staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always the evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Scream, because I'm not going to scream. How cool is that? That the first question that wasn't really it wasn't quite an opinion. It was almost like an actual trivia question. Was just so original. I never heard a question like that about Iron Maiden before. And Mo, I don't have a good answer for you except for the one I thought I came up with. So we'll see if we can come up with a better answer. We'll give it to you, Mo. Okay, back to the email. On June 30th, we got an email in from Craig James, the football player. Hey, Mike. New Mike. Sounds good. That's, don't worry about no replies to mails. No, you just must be really busy or lazy, as you put it. More lazy than busy. and I'm back on the old mic. I got a mic stand, so I'm not shaking it and moving it and making it annoying for you. Get back to the email. Thanks for getting around to doing another podcast for all of us. I'm listening to it at this moment and can't wait for part two. It's so depressing when I hear people say can't wait for part two. Well, dude, you had to wait because I'm horrible. Hope you enjoyed the gig. Can't wait to see them in Norway. Oh, you're from Norway. I don't know what a Norway accent sounds like, so I'm not even going to try. If you mention the set list in the next part of your podcast before I go and see them, I won't listen to it until I get back, as I've managed to avoid it so far. Yeah, I don't like knowing set lists before shows either. But believe me, it was a long time after you went to your show. Let me know what you think of Lauren Harris. I got to be honest, she is not great live, but hope you enjoy. Again, as I said, you know, mediocre type singer with some pretty standard professional studio musicians who were very talented. Oops, you just started mentioning the set list on your podcast. Going to skip past that. Ha ha ha. How could your brother choose a wedding over a maiden gig? Believe me. Oh, I don't know if I told you guys this. Oh, no, I couldn't have. The concert, the next day was his wedding, and he was sitting at a table with a guy, and the guy was like, oh, I'm tired. I went to a concert last night. My brother's like, what concert? And, of course, it was Iron Maiden. And, you know, my brother, he had to drive pretty far, and his wife was in the wedding. So they went up the day before, which, of course, was the night of the concert. And so I can almost give him a pass. But yeah, it did suck to be him that day. Okay, podcast just finished and listening to Nodding Donkey Blues now from the Best of the B-Sides. Oh yeah, boo. Hope you had a brilliant time and they play Can I Play with Madness? Yes, for you when you get plenty of good audio to share with us at your next podcast. Keep safe, dude. Up the irons, Craig. Craig, thank you, and I apologize for having a crappy part two with no audio, but I am alive, so that's a good thing. Billy Solomon, June 30th. Dude, saw the Somewhere Back in Time tour in Seattle, Washington on June 2nd. Holy crap, what an awesome performance. My wife and I flew there all the way from the East Coast from Virginia, our anniversary present to each other. What an awesome present for each other. My wife would never go see Maiden. I'm going to go have a word with her. Luckily, my bro-in-law lives there, so we stayed at his place he went to. All three of us, after the show, thought it was the best concert we had ever been to. I did say been to. Enjoy, Billy, a.k.a. Gunslinger B. Thank you, Gunslinger. Seattle, Washington. You know, it's weird when I think of all these shows that Maiden's been to, and you feel like the show you went to was that was the show. But these guys are so professionals, they got to get up and do it again the next night, and the next night, and fly here, and fly there, and the dude's got to fly the plane himself. Pretty awesome. And thank you, Gunslinger. Now we're into July. Look at that. We've gone over a half an hour. No, we haven't. We've gone 28 minutes and 35 seconds. And we're finally in July, so I have a feeling this is going to be a two-parter. Let's just say that this part is the Christmas part. How's that? Because I say Merry Christmas, that makes it the Christmas special. And because of the picture on MaidenFanPodcast.com for the episode, it's Christmassy. Okay, Marcus Campbell, the Maiden concert, July 1st, 2008. Hey, were you at the concert in Cuyahoga Falls? Because the date you released on the fifth episode, I think, close to the one I went to, and you would have been one row in front of me. I don't know what Cuyahoga Falls is, but no, I wasn't there. Oh no, wait a minute. I thought they went to Edmonton. I thought they went up to Canada. Maybe that's where it was. I'm sorry, dude. But if you were behind me, then you saw the jerks that were in my row. But no, I was in Mansfield, in Massachusetts. But thank you for the email, dude. July 2nd, 2008. This is an email with pictures. Oh, pictures. The PNC Bank Arts Center, New Jersey, June 14th, 2008. With pictures. Oh, awesome. Mike, hello from Orlando, Florida. My name is Joel, and I'm a huge Iron Maiden fan since I was in third grade when my uncle had the Somewhere in Time tape. The tape. It's so cool to hear tape. Not album, not record, not CD, but tape. That's how I had it. I went to the concert at PNC Bank Art Center in Holmdel, New Jersey. Oh, Holmdel, New Jersey. I'm so stupid. Oh my God, that was the first Maiden concert, and it was great. That was my first Maiden concert. It was great. Not great. Awesome. I can't believe it. I'm sending you pics I took from the Magical Night up the Irons. If you want some more pics, let me know. Take care and up the Irons. Dude, any more pics you got, I will take them. I'm going to post these up on the website. I say that and then I probably screw up and don't do it. Don't hate me if I don't do it, but I definitely plan on it. Oh, I definitely plan on it, right, dude? Thank you, Master J. That's all. Oh, Joel. Yeah, Master J. Thank you, Joel, for your email. That's my voice. 4th of July, I got an email from Sean Muse, of course, from runtothehillsusa.com, the Iron Maiden cover band Run to the Hills. Listened to the latest podcast last night. Thank you for mentioning me. I'm honored. The Maiden gig went lovely. And, of course, he put his website address, which I just mentioned, runtothehillsusa.com. Oh, my goodness. It's been so long since I've done anything with this. So, ooh. Anyway, wow. Just want to say this real quick for those of you who are from our area. Run to the Hills, the Iron Maiden cover band that Sean Muse is the lead singer for, is to embark on their first proper tour in a long time. And they have three confirmed dates. They have Hudson, New Hampshire, Somerville, Mass. Some people may call it Somerville, but we say Somerville. And Manchester, which is also Manchester, New Hampshire. Excellent. So that's in May. The Hudson, New Hampshire date already passed. Somerville's right around the corner. But in May, they're in Manchester. I may go check that out. But if you're in the area, check them out. RunToTheHillsUSA.com is their website. And thanks, Sean. It's cool that you're listening. Oh, Avery. My buddy Avery again. Oh, my God. Now that I look at it, Avery has sent me a handful of emails. Avery, I'm going to go through your emails right now. No, I'm not going to go through all of them right now. I got to do this in order. I got to do this properly in order. Are you going to reply or make a new podcast? Hey, Mike, in case you didn't get my last email, I am ninth grade Maiden fanatic. I was at the Maiden concert in Mansfield with my dad and would love to hear from you. Please contact me ASAP to keep up your podcast because they're great. From Gloucester, Avery, dude, ugh, I'm such a dick for not getting back to you sooner. So I want to say, again, thank you for listening. You know what? Screw this. I'm going to write back to Avery right now. Okay, this is kind of boring for you people, so maybe we should have some music going on in the background. Maybe that makes sense. Okay, so I am going to write back to Avery right now. Because I feel bad. This dude's emailed me a bunch of times, and I'm a jerk. Okay, so ready? Avery, if you're listening, I'm actually writing this email right now and sending this. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of December at 8 o'clock, and here I go. Okay. Hey, Avery. I'm sorry that I never wrote back to you. I haven't been checking the email in so long, but comma, now that I am back to doing the show more regularly, let's hope I spelled that wrong, regularly, I wanted to let you know that I am doing a full email show where I am going through and answering all the emails, including all of yours. Next paragraph. In fact, comma, I am recording right as I type this and using my writing to you as part of the podcast. Hopefully Hopefully I can start. Hopefully I will answer all your questions. And also you have a great Christmas. Up the Irons Maiden forever, Mike. Send. As we kill them all, so God will know his own. There isn't time for the Pope on his throne. Definitely queen in his paranoid zeal. Signs of the grail and the blood of the cross. Temple. You know what I realize, folks? We're at a half an hour right now. And this is going to be it for the end of the Christmas special. Because I realize going through all these emails is very time consuming. And I don't want to be half-ass about it. I want to break this up into a few different episodes. So this is the first official email episode that ends with my buddy Avery's second email and me sending him a message. So basically, I've stopped on July 8th. I haven't even gone a month. But I'm going to go, and there's going to be other email specials where I get through all the emails. I mean, all of them. Starting right here, right after Avery's, there's a guy named Mike, and I'm going to answer his emails next. I want to say, I just don't want this to be a rambling hour and a half, 2 hour podcast. So I'd rather break it up over time, and I feel like I'm rambling enough anyway. So I want to say a few things, of course. Now, you can always find me at maidenfanpodcast.com. And, of course, you can always email me at maidenfanpodcast@gmail.com. Now, there's one thing I'm going to ask of you guys, one simple thing. If you guys use iTunes and listen to me through iTunes, if you could go through iTunes and give me some kind of review that's positive, even if you don't like me, just lie and say you do. Because positive reviews help us be more seen. And what I think is really cool is when you go to the iTunes store and you type in Iron Maiden, you get their albums, and under podcasts, you get this show, which is awesome. So I'd love to build the fan base up. I'd love to really start getting shows put together. I don't know if my next show is going to be another email show. I think what I'm going to do is do the Blaze Bailey episode, then come back with another email. So I hope you think about that. I hope that sounds good to y'all. I'm rambling now at this point. But I have to go return some DVDs now. And I'm going out for sushi with my buddy. And then tomorrow's Christmas Eve, and then it's Christmas. And then we're looking at 2009, so you won't hear from me before Christmas. You may hear from me before the year is out. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all. Up the Irons, and what the hell can I say? Maiden rules.